Harry Lyles Jr., Courtney Cronin, Woodrow Wilson Page Jr., and Bill Blaschke. Aaron Judge paid, Yankees getting their star back, what it means and what it doesn't mean. And San Francisco losing out on Judge, but can I interest you in getting a Garoppolo back? Optimism for the playoffs. Let's go.
You comparing Garoppolo to Judge?
A more handsome option.
The Yankees completely surrendered.
Buster only. That's a hot take. Surrendering to the Judge, though, I mean, that does have a doink, doink vibe to it. So here's what Aaron Judge did by not signing last spring and having one of the greatest years in franchise history. He got $146.5 million more. 9 years, $360 million, that top-end number. Puts him behind Trout and Betts, ahead of Lindor and Tatis for biggest contracts in history of the game. Bill Plaschke, around the horn to you. How should Judge feel? How should the Yankees feel? How should fans feel?
Aaron Judge should feel great. I mean, he gambled and won. He got over on the Yankees. The Yankees should feel a little bit embarrassed. There is, you know, even they basically lowballed him last spring. They could have signed him for maybe $50 million more than that last spring. They couldn't pull it off. Now they've got a player, paid $360 million to a 30-year-old player who's played two full seasons without injury, a player who bats .211 in the postseason, a player who is very unlikely to work out to the end of this contract. And I just think it's a risky move, but they had to do it. They had no choice.
Okay, so they had no choice, but it's a risky move. And I guess you agree with the sentiment of only that the Yankees had to surrender here and
Absolutely.
Pay the man. Woody Page, how do you see it?
Well, Bill's right. They had to do it. But Hal Steinbrenner wants to be like his dad, and he's not going to allow Aaron Judge to get away. If I'm Aaron Judge, I get a part-time job on Wall Street as an investor because I know how to handle my money and how to get more money. But in regard to this, I look at it like Albert Pujols when he left St. Louis and went California, Bill, that it worked out for a couple of years. But after that, even though we know he was the comeback player of the year, Albert had a string of about 5 or 6 years where he was really not the same player. And I think we're looking at the same situation with Judge, that he's only 30. He's not 32, 34, like a lot of these players that are signing free agent contracts. But you think when he gets to be 35, 36, because he's had injury problems, because he's going to get older, that this contract's going to be worn out long before he leaves.
Courtney Cronin on the news of the day, Judge reuniting with the Yankees.
Yeah, the San Diego Padres, the San Francisco Giants, they are not the New York Yankees, and the Yankees could not afford to be outbid by other franchises. That would go down on Hal Steinbrenner's legacy, and it's not a good look. This is a great thing for Aaron Judge, someone who decided to bet on himself and earn about $10 million more on an average annual basis from his contract, and that's something that Lamar Jackson is currently trying to do in the NFL. So we'll see if the two worlds can collide. But I think most times when you see big-name pending free agents go out and put big numbers up, to Woody's point, they go and sign somewhere else. So this is good for baseball that Aaron Judge was able to stay with the New York Yankees, a team that he very well could end up finishing his career with. And I think that going forward, it's good for other free agents for the Yankees to show, hey, we're not going to let our best players walk out the door and go sign somewhere else.
And Harry Lyles Jr., the reporting here is Judge came back to the Yankees and said, I want to remain a Yankee. And that the money may have been more in San Francisco and never really got to that point. May have been more in San Diego. So news of the day, he's reunited with New York. All good?
Yeah, I think it's got to be all good because the biggest thing that would have been offensive towards Aaron Judge is if the Yankees didn't put that blank check on the table and say, here you go, because that's what they've always done historically. So when Buster says, yes, they had to surrender to this, they absolutely had to, not just because he is who he is, but he also just bet on himself, had the best season in that franchise's history, beat a record that most people thought could not be beaten from one of the players that is the most revered in one of the most revered franchises in all of sports. So you have to give him that contract, whether or not from an X's and O's standpoint is actually the best thing for your team or not.
I think it's interesting to note that Babe Ruth when he made $75,000, they said, that's more than the president makes. And he said, I had a better year than the president. Judge could say that same thing now.
Yes, he could say he's making more than the GDP of some countries at this point. But the point is, this team did not make the World Series with Judge having the greatest year in franchise history, Plaschke. So how much more work do the Yankees have to do?
They have a lot of work to do. He's not going to change really anything with them. And it's important to note, before this offseason, 26 $200 million plus or more contracts were given out, only six to position players. Teams know this is a huge, huge risk. And again, the Yankees got stuck. They had to do it. They're going to end up regretting it in the long run.
We've been horned. We'll move on. News today from Buffalo, the Bills. They were holding out hope Von Miller could be back for the stretch run in the playoffs, maybe the Super Bowl, that his knee was just strained. That was the initial report, meniscus tear. This week's exploratory surgery showed a torn ACL. Von Miller out for the season. Courtney, how does this affect the landscape in the AFC and the NFL?
I've never been in the camp that believes Von Miller not being on the Buffalo Bills means that their Super Bowl dreams are dead. I don't think that at all, considering this is an offense that's top three in scoring, in yards, in third down percentage, in first downs. I think they're going to be okay. And fortunately for them, they've got Greg Rousseau back from injury. AJ Epenesa is back from injury. Ed Oliver's done a good job in place of Von Miller on the opposite side of the line so far this season. And the workaround here is the blitz. We saw Leslie Frazier dialed that up considerably against Detroit, the game that Von Miller got injured in. And last week against the Patriots, they pressured Mac Jones on nearly 40% of their dropbacks. I think they'll be okay.
Harry, now that hope has been ruled out for Von Miller, what position are the Bills in?
Look, I think to Courtney's point, they're still certainly Super Bowl favorites and contenders, but I do think that this is a massive loss because the reason that you signed him was for two people in particular with Pat Mahomes and Joe Burrow, because you have to be able to get pressure on those guys in January if you're ultimately going to get to those Super Bowl aspirations and dreams. He was leading the team in sacks, and I also think for him, in terms of a longer-term perspective, it's concerning because it's the same ACL he tore in 2013. But to me, if you're a Bills fan and you're superstitious, you still like your odds here because the last two teams he played for, they won the Super Bowl. He's still on your roster. Maybe they could make it 3-for-3.
No Plaschke on this injury.
I think this is huge, and I disagree with Courtney. I saw what Von Miller did for the Rams last year. He changed everything. I saw what he did in the very first game this year. He had two sacks against the Rams, started the Bills off in a great season. And Harry's right. He was signed to stop Mahomes. He did stop Mahomes on that last drive in their regular season game. He adds an intangible to that locker room that I saw with the Rams. The guy's a winner. He's a champion. This is a huge loss.
And Woody Page.
Yes, I saw him be an MVP in a Super Bowl, and what he did for the Rams last year, you would indicate that in big games, he plays big. He comes up big. But I think having watched them in their last game, Courtney's right. I saw three guys that actually were playing extremely well, and I went, maybe they won't miss him as much as people think they will. They're going to depend totally, not totally, they're going to depend dominantly on their offense and Josh Allen and how he plays. I don't think this is as big a loss as Bill and Harry think. I think they're going to be able to at least solve some of those problems defensively, but we're coming back to the offense having to play extremely well, Josh Allen's especially.
Bills had as good a week as anybody in the AFC last week because they jumped up to the one seed and will take on the Jets this weekend. All right, look at those scores. Anybody's ball game in buy or sell. But wait, first, check this out. What do you get the show that has everything? A 20th anniversary special.
I shrug my shoulders when people ask me how the point system works. I don't know.
There are just these runs of points somebody will get.
He could go into next season.
That's a 95-yard drive right there.
Adonde, what happened?
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5-HE Travel to save 20%.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, coming to you from the Seaport. Brought to you by Patron. Perfection starts with Patron.
The defending champs picking up Baker Mayfield yesterday off of waivers. When they did that, there was some wonder whether they did it to keep him away from San Francisco. But news today from Los Angeles is that there's a shot Mayfield could play tomorrow night versus the Raiders. Bill Plaschke, this is your account. Could this possibly be a good situation for Mayfield or for the Rams?
It's going to be interesting. A true story. In 2018, Sean McVay, flying to the combine on Southwest Airlines, sat next to Baker Mayfield. And he met Baker and okay. He enjoyed his company. He was really fascinated by the kid. He really liked what he had to do. I think he's always wanted to have a shot at what he can do with that ability. Now he has that shot. Baker's got a shot to try it for other teams. It's a win-win.
After one day, he's all right to be playing, though? Wait, let's go thumbs up or thumbs down whether it was an interesting story that they once sat next to each other on Southwest Airlines. Is that interesting, Woody? Are you with it? You think there's some insight there? All right, there you go, Plaschke. Go ahead, Jerome.
The fact that it's Southwest.
You can move around the country. Go ahead, Woody.
That was a great story, Bill, but it has an unhappy ending that he actually does start Thursday night. But if he wins a game with the Rams, I want him to take the Rams flag out to midfield and plant it, and that would be his comeback. No, I think it works out for both teams. The Rams are so bad this year. Baker's been bad, so, well, he still planted the flag.
Okay. All right, enough of this. Courtney Cronin, please.
I mean, they're a 3-9 football team. What is the risk in just throwing him out there? It's better than what you have with an injured backup and a third-string quarterback that can't throw the ball downfield. And for Baker Mayfield, in his trajectory beyond the 2022 season, Sean McVay might not revitalize his career, but he can help him get there. There are plenty of McVay assistants around the NFL where if Baker Mayfield can perform well enough in 6 games, a nice sample size there, he might be able to compete for a mid-level job somewhere else. The market for mid-level quarterbacks, you cannot underestimate.
Harry Lyle
Geno
Jr.
Smith, Andy Dalton, Taylor Heineke. Oh,
look, I'm buying
right now.
That
market
SoFi
like
Stadium
that.
Is a better stadium for him to live in than the Cleveland Stadium, but I'm also buying that this isn't a huge deal for the Rams because they don't have their first-round pick, and I'm also buying that this is a big deal for Baker Mayfield because, dude, you're on your third team in 2 years. I think a lot of people are going to view him as, look, if Sean McVay can't save you, then what choice
okay,
would
but
I
you
or
often
why would
hear,
I try to take?
They don't even know the playbook. This is one day, and they're going to throw him in on Thursday night. That's a stunner. We'll move on. Buy or sell to Pro Bowl voting, fan voting. Who's number one right now in the first release? Guys, it says it right on the screen. Tua Tagovailoa, ahead of Justin Jefferson, Patrick Mahomes, Tyreek Hill, and Travis Kelce. Woody Page, buy or sell Tua?
I'm buying it. I think that a lot of people, because of what he went through and the concussion protocol earlier in the year, said, let's give him a vote. I never thought about the Dolphins fans being the best fans in the NFL, and you can vote as many times as you want to, but maybe he plays great flag football because the Pro Bowl is no longer a Pro Bowl.
Courtney Cronin.
I'm buying that fans love offense because the number 4 player in the fan vote right now is Tyreek Hill, the person that Tua Tagovailoa has revitalized his career with, and he throws in the ball a lot. So, yeah, I mean, those two, that makes a ton of sense to me as to why they're both in the top 5 in voting.
Okay. Tua Tagovailoa, number 1 in fan vote for the Pro Bowl. This doesn't surprise you, Harry? How do you read it?
No, not at all. I am absolutely buying that Tua is the only player that could have been number 1. One of my best buddies, Marcel Louis-Jacques, is our Dolphins beat writer for ESPN, and I can tell you every single week I get to hear about how nuts that Dolphins fan base is in Tua and on. There is absolutely no way after all the criticism that Tua heard at the beginning of the year that they were going to not make sure that he was the number one vote getter in the Pro Bowl. This makes all the sense.
Well, and he's also deserving, sure, but ahead of Patrick Mahomes, Poplaski?
Bills Mafia, I'm calling you out. You think you're the best fan base in the NFL? Mm. Where's Josh Allen in his voting?
Mm.
You could break tables, you could jump off cars, you could tear up parking lots, but you can't vote for Josh Allen? Mm. Josh Allen should be number one in this. Especially given the fan base, given the veracity of the fan base, I think he should. I'm stunned.
In the end, fan voting will be one third of it. Players and coaches will be the other two-thirds. We'll move on. Former USC and former Georgia and former West Virginia quarterback JT Daniels is buy or sell three as he's looking to transfer to his fourth school. Transfer portal is the crux of a lot of conversations across the landscape of the sport you cover, Harry Lyles. Buy or sell a fourth team for Daniels.
Look, initially when you check this out, it's like, really, fourth team? But look, I'm buying that this is a good move for JT. He is viewed as a quarterback with a strong arm, one of the more intelligent quarterbacks in the college game. A lot of things went wrong at West Virginia this year. He had a lot of big receivers that were great to throw to. That is a team that stopped doing that during the year. He's looking to go somewhere where he's going to be able to show off his pro talent because he still thinks that he's going to be able to get
Bill,
there.
Bill, does this show the transfer portal is working or maybe not working?
It's working. I covered JT his first year at USC, one of the best prospects I've ever seen. Now he gets a chance to maybe find a way to make that talent work. And look at kids in their 20s, and I've got them. They change jobs, Tony. They change jobs all the time. This is a job. He has a freedom to change it. Good for him.
Yeah, I think he should be determined that the Tim Kalishaw winner, because Kalishaw went to like 14 schools, so why not do that? Well, why not? It's a journey, and he's on a journey, and he's trying to play football and get a chance to play in the NFL. I don't blame him at all. In today's climate in college football, it makes sense.
Courtney Cronin.
I'm buying that it works out for players like JT Daniels, quarterbacks, because there will always be teams that are in search of a QB. It doesn't always work out for other players that play other positions. And the thing that worries me about the transfer portal with that is that if you enter and then the door behind you slams and you can't find another one that opens, where do you go? But yeah, it'll work out for JT Daniels. He'll find a fourth team.
Buy or sell four. We got some time. Let's go. NBA.
Oh.
Introducing a trophy for the best regular season record. They'll call it the Maurice Podoloff Trophy. It's the NBA's version of the NHL's President's Trophy. Courtney, buy or sell the Maurice Podoloff Trophy?
I'm selling it because I don't know who Maurice Podoloff is. At least I didn't until I was researching for the show. And on top of that, it kind of looks like a poor man's version of the Western Conference and Eastern Conference Finals Trophy. It's not a spark.
Well, now that you did the research, tell everybody who Maurice Podoloff is, Courtney.
He's former commissioner of the NBA.
Yeah, 1949 to 1963. Harry Lyles Jr.
Yeah, I'm selling this. Like, my first thought when I saw this was, okay, so, like, this is a trophy that would, in theory, have reminded us of the Mavericks team that lost to the We Believe Warriors in 2007 and also the 73-9 Warriors. Like, to me, this doesn't add anything necessarily. So, like, I guess it's fine. I don't see the reason for it. And we're doing this on, what, December 7th? Okay.
Bill Plaschke.
Why have a trophy that nobody wants to win? No, but two of the last 10 NBA best records have won a championship. Five of the last, like, 17, or two of the last 17 hockey teams, NHL teams, have won it. Nobody wants to win this trophy. Why have
Woody Page.
It?
They stole it from the National Hockey League, of course. And nobody ever wanted to win the President's Trophy. Nobody can tell you who won the President's Trophy. It wasn't the Avalanche. I didn't know. It was Carolina last year. So why
no,
in the world are you going this direction? It makes no sense.
Okay, it was Florida who won the President's Trophy last year, Woody. Maurice Podoloff was the NBA's president, I guess commissioner, those first years. But it's been about seven decades. Name it after a legend right now. Who's got the best win percentage by any player in league history?
Kareem.
It's actually Magic Johnson. Right now it's actually Kawhi Leonard, but he's still active, and that can go the other way. Magic! Call it the Magic Trophy. That's got a nice name to it anyway. Harry Lyles, Bill Plaschke. Showdown, 2 minutes.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPNPods. That's Amazon.com/ESPNPods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Lasky Lyles Jr. in Showdown, but first, during the break, we found out there are two Magic Johnson awards and trophies already in the NBA for cooperation with media and for Western Conference MVP. So we need a new name for the trophy with the best record. I'll say the Tim Duncan, because he's also near the top of the list.
The Kareem Cup.
And Kareem's Cup. Also got a lot of awards named after him. We're going to go to Showdown. How about we do that? NHL last night. Draft was 5 months ago. This was Shane Wright when he was selected by Seattle. Look, he was staring down Montreal because they didn't pick him. At least that's what everyone thought. He said not exactly, but everyone thought that. Last night, Canadiens Kraken, Shane Wright's first career goal ever versus Montreal. Bill Plaschke, grade that revenge story.
A++. He even said, the kid said a draft night that he had a chip on his shoulder against the Canadiens. The stare was real. I wouldn't be surprised if his teammates set him up to make sure he scored a goal.
Harry?
Yeah, it's absolutely an A++, 12 out of 10. Look, we always hear about players having chips on their shoulders about how something on draft night went. It is not often that you get to look them in their eyes and then end up scoring a goal on them.
Showdown 2, TNT last night. And, I mean, I don't even know. Kenny Smith's hit on Shaq into the Christmas tree. Look at Shaq. I mean, this is beyond explanation here. Shaq did it again a second time just to prove it was no thing for the diesel. But what was this, Harry? And what should Shaq be able to do to Kenny Smith now that Kenny Smith pushed him into a Christmas tree?
I think Shaq is going to have to show some restraint just because of the size difference. And if this is actually what it appears to be, that is some incredible lower body strength from Kenny to be able to push Shaq like that.
Bill Plaschke.
I've been around Shaquille O'Neal many years. There is no way Kenny Smith pushed him into that Christmas tree. This is a setup, fellas. Don't fall for it. It was all planned. It was all rehearsed. Shaquille is so funny. He's so engaged.
Oh, and even if it was
this.
A setup, he still physically pushed him into the tree. Shaq physically went into the tree.
Shaq jumped. He touched him. Shaq jumped.
Harry Lyles Jr., 30 seconds of face.
I've got a message for the fun police of social media. Last week, a lot of people were upset about people posting their Spotify rap. This week, people are upset about AI-generated photos that people are posting on Instagram. Look, if you do not like these things, you should probably just keep scrolling. Let people have their fun. People have fun in different ways. Just because you enjoy it, don't enjoy it, does not mean others shouldn't. In fact, I'm going to turn this clip into an Instagram reel, and if you don't like it, you should do what you should do if you see those things and keep scrolling.
I have no idea what he's talking
about.
We'll
see. We'll see how that works out for you, Harry. We'll see you tomorrow.
I am clueless.